I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All aboard!
Yes! Travel World. AM 600.
You beast. You savage. Come on, bark like a dog for me.
Ooh, push that button.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Now you're talking.
Let's do it.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-public number.
Crazy.
Montreal, and this is what we do.
Good morning. I'm Stephen Pickford coming to you from the administration building at the Iowa State Fair, that American classic, our second year here, and more fun than ever.
And today we got to welcome a brand new audience with us, in addition to broadcasting into Montreal, Canada, which is, of course, the world's oldest radio station. Yes, we beat KDKA Pittsburgh by 6 months.
1919, founded by Marconi himself.
As the experimental wireless apparatus, we would like to welcome 200,000 new American listeners throughout the USA on the Liberty Works Radio Network. We have Coho, Honolulu, Hawaii.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada.
Whisk, a clean place in America's Georgia.
KTRY, Monroe, Louisiana.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
WDLX, Washington, North Carolina.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WCPK, Norfolk, Virginia.
And WBZ, sorry, it's not WBZ, but it's WBZB.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
And we have some affiliates. We don't know who's picking up our show off the affiliates, but it's WPBR, West Palm Beach, Florida.
WTCL in Chattahoochee, Florida.
KSDO, San Diego, California.
WNSH, Beverly, Massachusetts.
You got to say that properly.
WNSH, thank you.
You better believe it. WPEP, Taunton, Mass.
And WMVU in Nashua, New Hampshire.
And KNAK, Delta, Utah. Welcome to Travel World.
It's a pleasure to have you aboard, and we're here, as I mentioned, at the Iowa State Fair, our second year in a row coming here. Great show lined up for you today. Getting to Des Moines, hey, it's easier than ever. Northwest Airlines flies four times a day out of Montreal with convenient connections through their Detroit and Minneapolis hubs. They serve seven cities in the state of Iowa, so you can fly into one, go out of another. Makes it very, very easy. Four flights a day out of Montreal, two in the morning, two in the evening, connecting via Detroit, connecting via Minneapolis to their Northwest Airlink partner, Masaba Aviation. Masaba flies the RJ85. It's the largest, the quietest regional jet in the air today, with the only regional jet with a first-class cabin, which is particularly important to business travelers using Northwest Y Connect fares. Business travelers who want to pay the full economy fare, hey, they're automatically upgraded to the first-class cabin. The first 16 people who buy the fares, hey, they sit up front. So that's something to be aware of. As well, Northwest is the only carrier that has direct responsibility for their commuter flights. They're not passing you along to one of their co-chair partners in the Intergalactic Alliance. They're not passing you off to Ma and Pa Kettle Airlines. Northwest looks after their passengers from start to finish.
And what's wrong with Ma and Pa Kettle Airlines?
Well, that's fine if you want to go to Cincinnati, but hey, if you going on Northwest, they take direct responsibility for their people. Northwest and Northwest Airlink, Masaba to Iowa, and we'll be talking to Marta Laughlin in a couple of weeks' time, their corporate communications director, about what's new at Northwest.
Service they ought to be proud of. And now we must introduce to you our very special guest on Travel World, who roams the earth with us.
Our Midwest bureau chief here on Travel World.
Des Moines, Iowa, you already know her, Miss Cynthia Fodor. Cynthia.
Good morning, guys. We're so happy to have you here in Des Moines.
Definitely. It's good to be back here at the Iowa State Fair. And believe it or not, with all this food around, I have had been good on my
diet.
Yes,
you have, Willem. I mean, we're looking at the side. See, here's a pork tenderloin, turkey legs, a man of bratwurst, the Steer and Stein Fiesta, burgers, ice cold beer. Whatever you want, you can get when you come to the fairgrounds. You will not go hungry. Great place to stay in Des Moines, the Four Points, Des Moines North, a Merle Hay Road, central location to every attraction that you might want to visit. 200 rooms, 38 suites, indoor pool, fitness center that's open 24 hours a day. So if you get in late on your flight, you can still work out. Don't have to follow their hours, you set your own hours. 14,000 square feet of conference space, hey, mixed business and pleasure. Airport shuttle bus, hey, that's something as well. And free local and toll-free telephone calls. They don't try to gouge you on that. right near the Merle Hay Mall, the largest shopping mall in the state of Iowa, and right near a lot of 24-hour restaurants and other stores and conveniences right off the interstate. So getting around the city is easy by staying at the Four Points Des Moines North, which is operated by Kinsuth Hospitality. They're in 12 cities around Iowa, so wherever you're going in Iowa, Kinsuth Hospitality has a property for you. For reservations at the Four Points Sheridan, the number is 1-800-325-3535.
Had a great time coming down here. And Steve, we took a look around the fair. They told us not to miss the butter sculpture. Well, I don't know. Tell us about the butter. They made the Last Supper out of butter, Cynthia?
They did. We have Duffy Lyons here, who is the butter cow sculpture. And the butter cow is a must-see when you come to the fair. It is a full-size cow made out of butter.
You can actually see one of those in Lapeer, Michigan. All right, I digress.
Well, this
agrees, year, actually, there.
Every year, Duffy does something a little bit different. And this year, she's done the Last Supper. And if you go into the tent or the building over here right behind us, you'll probably find a line. People line up just to see the butter cow. It's a favorite here at the fair every year, and she's been sculpting different items out of butter every year for years and years here. It's an old tradition.
I think it goes back like 39 years that she's been sculpting these butter cows. So I guess after the fair, she does not want to see anything to do with butter. I think I'd be buttered out if I was spending that much time doing a sculpture.
Butter. You know something? If you eat that much butter, that will be your last supper, I guarantee it.
Cholesterol clogging
there
your
you
arteries.
Go.
Chad, well, we met some ladies down here for Chad yesterday. Again this year, they have the Iowa State Fair Queen Competition. Staying at a hotel we were at last year. In the meantime, they all four came down. Now we're waiting for them to come up. Chad, there are 90 women between the ages of 18 and 21 just for you. I know you're going to love them, Chad.
I don't know if they can handle me.
They have not met the one and only Chad.
Chad Kenemy, for all you tuning in for the first time to Travel World, is our star control board operator, the engineer back in Montreal, who has won for 2 years in a row the best massage in the city of Montreal. That is right.
That is one great reason to come north of the border.
Ooh. To experience the one and only hands of Chad. Well,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you know something? We went to the Def Leppard concert. They were kind enough to let us in, sitting in the front row. And I tell you, it must be Des Moines because not a single woman took their top off. We were expecting that. Absolutely.
We don't do that out here in the Midwest. This is clean, healthy living out here. And you were in the grandstand, and isn't it a beautiful place to see a concert?
Oh, actually, we're right in front.
Right in front of the
next
stage.
To those big JBL stacks.
We're like blowing right off our feet. You can really feel the drum.
You get to see the concerts outside in the grandstand tonight. They have the Rock and Roll Reunion with Little Richard, Johnny Rivers, Lou Christie, Leslie Gore. Every night, a big concert in the grandstand here, followed by fireworks. You sit outside, you watch the midway, the Ferris wheel rides.
Everything's lit up at night. Beautiful view.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have that wind shear ride out here, the one that scared the dickens out of me just watching it.
But I think there's one even worse this year.
That's
16-story drop.
One of your colleagues went on that ride yesterday. Not the wind shear, but what was that, Cindy?
Well, they have a lot of new and different things out here every year to keep people coming back. And one of the new things this year is the skyscraper. It's a ride 16 stories high. You spin at 60 miles per hour, upside down, backwards, inside out, just about every which way. And we watched one of our colleagues ride it last night, and it looked frightening, I can tell you. Willem, if I will pay you $100 if you will get on that today.
Well, there's not too many things that Willem would not do for $100, but I think he's going to pass on that one.
I will quote from the lady who actually rode that ride, "You cannot pay me enough to sit on that thing." To quote my little girl Amy, I have a 3-year-old daughter, and she once said, "Mommy would freak out on that ride."
Oh, well, boy, just looking at it, I said, no. I can see the terror and the fright in the eyes
of
the people on board. Oh.
Well, my 6-year-old son still tells everyone that Mommy freaked out on the bungee jump
last year, which is
also here. It's called the Sky Coaster, and you go face down 60 miles per hour, and then you swing back and forth. And, you know, a lot of these rides, you do it, and you're terrified the whole way through, and then you get off of it, and you say, "Wow, that was fun." This one, I did not say that was fun.
You said, "Thank God that was over."
People love these, and they've got 5 new rides out here this year. The Tornado is one of them. Midway is just great. And I asked kids the other day, I asked a lot of people what their favorite thing is about the fair. And, of course, all of the kids say the rides. I mean, you must bring your children out here for a summer vacation. It is just great fun with the kids.
Well, lots of children walking around. It's a real family atmosphere.
They also got stock car racing for Chad.
We can hear them.
Stock car racing.
You better believe it, Chad. That's the kind of stuff just made for guys like you.
Yeehaw!
Listen, it's time.
And Chad, right now they're doing their hot laps.
Their hot laps. That's something else Chad has in mind.
They've got hobby stocks, stock cars, and modifieds going on right now.
Chad, we got to take a break. Let's break for commercial. Coming right back here on Travel World AM 600. Roll it.
I'd like to see the coyote, the road runner. I'd like to see Knievel blown to bits. I'd like to see Rex Humber lay his hands upon Maud A.B. But I'd love to see that Dolly Parton.
CIQC Montreal.
Friendly Jean Couture. Got it happening for you. Everything from back to school, calculators and pens, scissors and glue. You'll find it all for less at your friendly Jean Couture.
At Jean Couture, our huge selection scores high marks. This week, 80-page Hilroy spiral notebooks are only 39 cents. And a box of 24 Crayola pencil crayons are only $2.99. Keep your back to school insert in your Jean Couture flyer and save.
At your friendly Jean Couture. You'll find it all for back to school. Even a friend.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experienced care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Monsieur Renault. Concerning your home, did you know that I can change all your windows and doors with the best quality merchandise and at the best prices? Furthermore, you will start paying only in 1 year. I repeat, you will start paying only in 1 year with no interest for the best windows and doors, guaranteed for 10 years and at the best price. Call us now.
Monsieur Renault.
274-1159. 274-1159.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
Just a steel town girl on a Saturday night, looking for the fight of a life.
Love it!
Believe it, folks.
Shake it, Willem. I think, Willem, you ought to enter the Mr. Legs contest this afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Idea.
Don't you think?
Isn't that a transvestite competition?
No!
Those are those little pantyhose. So, welcome back to Travel World, everybody. Welcome back is Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad and the Bonnie Lash down in Baltimore, controlling the Liberty Works radio network. Welcome the new affiliates to our chain of stations. We are here in Des Moines, Iowa at the Iowa State Fair, welcoming special guest Cynthia Fodor and also Kathy Swift from the Iowa State Fair Administration Office. Stephen.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Is this not a wonderful location?
Yes, just the sights and the sounds passing us by here of the administration building, watching the people enjoying themselves this beautiful Saturday morning.
It is a gorgeous day out here, and every day at the fair is a gorgeous day.
So, Kathy, tell us a bit, like the people listening across Canada and the United States now, that, a little bit about the background, the history of the fair.
Actually, the Iowa State Fair began in 1854 in a small town in Iowa, and for the first 25 years or so moved around until finally they decided to set up a permanent home. We've been here in Des Moines on this very exact location since 1886. So pretty much a tradition here.
Truly a tradition, an American classic, each year getting bigger and better.
I would agree with that, absolutely. Our attendance keeps growing year by year, and we're looking for that magic million mark some year.
Maybe this year, who knows. How many exhibits do you have here on site?
Well, I tell you, there are 600 commercial exhibitors and concessionaires, probably 100 food concessionaires operating 160 food stands. That's why you have so much to choose from.
Oh, there's certainly a variety, and the food, not only is it good, but it is not expensive. I think that is the key to success.
We love to hear that. And of course, any calories that you consume in the fairgrounds don't count. So come on over, folks.
And you can work a few of those calories off just by walking around.
We do have a 400-acre facility. 160 acres of those are campgrounds, and those are filled. I wager there are close to 10,000 people in the campgrounds today. 20,000, perhaps, by the time the fair concludes, coming and going, visiting, etc., etc.
Oh, that's truly something. Now, how much does it cost to come into the fair?
Actually, it's very affordable. That's our emphasis. An adult pays $7. A child pays $4. Children 5 and under admitted free. And, of course, there are all kinds of special admission. And if you buy your ticket before the fair begins, you save a couple of bucks there, too. So the whole idea is affordable family fun.
Affordable family fun. That's what people are looking for. Of course, you also have not only free entertainment on the grounds, but there are special acts, special events taking
Brooks
place
and
in
Dunn.
Your grandstand.
Brooks and Dunn are coming tonight, aren't they?
They were here last night.
Last night.
Mm-hmm. And, we started out with Def Leppard, and we had Brooks and Dunn. And yet to come, the Goo Goo Dolls and Sugar Ray with Fastball. Reba McEntire is going to be here. Tim McGraw, the Moody Blues. And, of course, tonight, a real classic here, our Rock and Roll Reunion. It's our 20th anniversary show. And Johnny Rivers and Lou Christie and Leslie Gore are going to be here. It should be a great big show.
What would you consider the most popular thing to see on the fair? If that's one of those things that is left up each person's discretion, what they think.
Well, you know, it is. And generically, people will answer different things. They'll say the exhibits they come to see. They come to see the livestock. They come to see the free entertainment. You know, we offer $350,000 worth of entertainment free with gate admission. Sometimes I think many of them come to eat.
I was going to say, the food, I talked to a woman the other day, and she said she brings with her a top 35 list of the top 35 foods
that
she has to eat. And at the top of the list, corn dogs.
Absolutely.
Becomes part of the tradition that they have to have them. There's some things here that you see for sale as food that you would only get at a state fair in the Midwest.
Everything on a stick. Pork chops on a stick, pickles on a stick, soup. Hot dogs on a stick. And the reason for that is you can just grab it and walk around and eat it on a stick.
People everywhere just walking around, munching away.
Or a big turkey drumstick. You just grab that.
Lots of people eating turkey drumsticks.
Like Fred Flintstone. It's almost,
Well, they're great. It's super. In fact, they're famous for some of the poultry farms around here. And one of the most famous things that I was told yesterday by Danny was that they're famous for pork here in Iowa.
Absolutely. Oh, definitely. We've got the pork tent. We had Dan Quayle out there serving pork the other day. Vice President Al Gore was out here on Thursday
serving pork.
I mean, the pork tent lines, hundreds of people line up. You can get pork chops on a stick,
you
pork
can.
Chops on a sandwich, any way you like them.
Pork
and they're delicious.
Mm-hmm. Very, very delicious.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a fantastic time when we came out here. They also have stuff that is diet-friendly, believe it or not. They have the root beer stands all over, and I'm a big fan of root beer, and I have diet root beer when I go around.
Diet root beer, you mean watching.
And they don't water it down, which is
hear
one
that,
thing
folks.
To say for A&W. Watering down their root beer.
You know what else, aside from all of the food booths, all of the restaurants, they've got the Maytag Family Center here, which is, they have about 150 food contests where people bring in their prize-winning pies or cakes or canned pickles or whatever, and they actually give out thousands of dollars in prizes every year as well. And you can get all kinds of free recipes and cooking tips and watch food demonstrations down there going on, and that's a real fun place to visit.
It is. Our foods department is the largest of any state fair. Literally, you could enter 852 different categories this year, whether it was pickles, as Cynthia said, or wild game or low-sodium cooking, or you name it, you could do it.
And you know what they're giving out? I think today, Willem, you'll like this, free samples of Spam. And ostrich, I heard they're going to give taste of ostrich as well.
I tell you, folks.
We've had ostrich.
That's popular at the Bather Show.
Yeah. They've got everything here.
even the python. I think last year they put a python around your neck.
An 80-pound snake was put around my neck while I was on the air live. and it started tightening around my body, and I nearly fainted live on television. But I mean, there are snakes exhibits. This year, one of the new exhibits is the Cats of the World, right, Kathy?
Great where Cats of the World.
All kinds of different lions and tigers and bears. Oh my!
But don't you forget my unicorn.
The animals are another big draw out here. I mean, you've got every kind of livestock you imagine. The world's biggest hog.
We call that the big boar. The big boar is weighed in this year at about 1,100 pounds. The World Super Bowl is close to 3,000 pounds. The giant ram, 497 pounds. That
Ooh,
is a
baby.
Record, let me tell you. We do have one of the largest livestock shows in the world. By the time the fair is over, about 14,000 animals will have shown in competition.
That's one of the fun things that children just adore, is looking at the animals. Many times they have never seen an animal up close, and it gives them that chance to see what each different breed is like.
And you can also go on a barn tour. Those are also free, and you're led through the barn area and learn a whole lot of things about livestock production that you probably never would have guessed.
The whole farming tradition of Iowa comes to play here, but farming is a modern industry, and you see that type of equipment up close as well. Farming has certainly changed over the last 20 years.
Climb all over the big tractors and combines they've got on display down there. It really is interesting. I mean, every corner of this fair, if you look around, you'll see a surprise. I mean, there are a million and one things to do here.
What would you say, from your own personal experiences, what do you like the best? What, name one thing that you think every year you have to see.
Don't say going home.
No. Especially, we wait too long for me to go home early. You know, actually, one of my favorite things to do at the fair is to go to the grandstand, and I'm not so much interested in the show as I am watching the audience.
It's
people
watching.
I like to stand and watch the people, and that's true all over the grounds. The chance to see Iowans and Midwesterners and international visitors have a good time. I love what they wear. They come in their comfy type leisure wear. They're having a good time. They're eating, as we said. They're just having a great time, and it's fun to be part of that.
And you see so many different types of people. I mean, you can almost, in some areas of the fair, it's almost like stepping back in time, and the farmers in their coveralls and straw hats and beards and walking around just very naturally. And then you'll walk to the other side of the fair, and, you know, you see the people in their golf outfits and just, I mean, you've got everything here that you can imagine.
There's something for everyone. I think that's what makes the fair something very special and why people come back year after year.
It's a very relaxed atmosphere. I noticed that going around here. People are cool, they're relaxed, they're on holidays, they're having a great time.
Their Pioneer Village is also very interesting, and you've got the chainsaw sculptor up there.
Brian Ruth is an amazing man. He literally carves the finest detailed wooden sculpture with a chainsaw. He's done some permanent pieces on the ground. Last year we had very bad storms, lost many trees, but he took some tree trunks and made beautiful, beautiful sculptures out of them that people flock to see.
He's not from Texas, is he?
No, I don't believe he is.
You're putting a chainsaw into his hand. Yeah.
Well, not that being from Texas is a bad thing, but I worry from a Texan with a chainsaw.
Hadn't thought about it that way.
And you've got a lot of roving acts as well. As I said, everywhere you look, I mean, this year you've got the cowboy with his ropes walking around.
Leaping Louis Lichtenstein, I do love him, the Jewish Lithuanian cowboy. We have it all.
a robot walking around talking to the kids.
Oscar.
Beastie characters.
Aren't they fun? They just run up and hug. I might have to slap one.
But, I mean, all kinds of interactive events as well as you walk around here.
Lots of contests. We're big on contests here at the fair. At Pioneer Hall, you can do things like toss a rubber chicken. You can do ladies nail driving. You can do cow chip throwing. You can do watch beard growing or
they
grow
are,
your
they
own.
They are dry, aren't they?
Turkey. Yes. Turkey calling, duck calling. And I like
you
the,
got it.
The mom calling. Hey, mom! All the kids go up, and isn't there a husband calling?
Husband calling, hug calling.
Turn off the TV and get to work.
People practice this
call.
All year round. It's great fun.
One.
Great fun. And the theme this year is knock yourself out.
And you will do that around here. Last year was way too much fun, so we're going to be knocking ourselves out this year. It's actually, and it's the last fair, and we got to say this. We have to, the year 2000, the last one of the 1900s.
Last one of the century.
Well, not necessarily, because there's some debate about that, but who cares? 1900s, be that as it may. It is a fantastic time, lots of different things to see. We have not been in the Technology Pavilion yet. We've been too busy milling about the other exhibits, but we do intend to go see all these things. They have everything for you to see.
Oh, lots of fun.
Tents and tents with vendors also showing their wares. I mean, everything from hot tubs to old-fashioned quilts, handmade quilts over in the 4-H Pavilion. It just runs the gamut.
All manner of, you know, homemade crafts, and this is a chance for people to test their mettle to see what they're good at.
Well, Kathy Zip from the Iowa State Fair, thanks again for having us here and putting up with us for another
My
year
pleasure.
Of Travel World. Great to have you.
Chad, let's roll the break.
Thundering
the Banshee. The hell is a Banshee? Seek help.
AM600 Montreal.
When you shop Murelatos, it's a feeling.
It's fresh menu ideas for summer with boneless chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. Broccoli, size 18, 2 for 99 cents. Flame seedless grapes, $1.29 a pound. And Robin Hood all-purpose flour, $5.49 for a 10-kilogram bag.
The garden of the Mediterranean supermarket.
On Notre Dame in Chamonix, St. John's in Pierrefonds, O'Brien in Saint-Laurent, and La Fleur in La Salle.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
When we get hungry, we know where to go. We're all going down to Picasso. We're always open at Picasso.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC
Travel World AM 600.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this. Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist?
So we have pitching.
Don't get better than this, baby. It's Will and back. It's Stephen Pickford, the Hands of Chad. Welcome back to Travel World on Canada's first radio station. Actually, America's first. And you're also talking on the Liberty Works radio network throughout the United States. Welcome back to Des Moines, Iowa, the Iowa State Fair. I'm Will and back. It's Hands of Chad in studio. Stephen Pickford with me. And a very special guest, Shauna Lodi. Hey, Shauna.
Hi.
Shauna from the State of Iowa Division of Tourism. And she joins us now with a potpourri of things to do in the city of Des Moines and in the area for visitors coming to the state of Iowa. Good morning.
Good morning. You're right. When you're here at the Iowa State Fair, you're right smack dab in the middle of the state of Iowa, nearly. And there are just so many things to do. If you can only spare a tank of gas, you can see great things all around. Here in Des Moines, we have Living History Farms, which, if you didn't get enough agriculture here at the state fair, Living History Farms is a great representation of agriculture and farming in Iowa and in America. The Bridges of Madison County, just south of Des Moines, about 45 minutes. You can see where the movie was filmed, the popular movie. We have amusement parks. We have the birthplace of John Wayne, the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad just north of Des Moines. So there are just many things to see and do here in Des Moines and throughout the state.
And not too far from here, actually, A short drive is the city of, or the town of Pellet, Pella, where
Pella.
We went. Not Pellet.
Pella. Pellet in Andrew County, yes.
Yes. No, city of Pella, which is a Dutch community, which is the birthplace of Wyatt Earp.
It is the birthplace of Wyatt
home.
Earp.
Boyhood home, actually.
Yes, yes. And they have, if you didn't get enough food here, that's another place in Iowa where you can certainly fill up on all kinds of things that taste good and are probably very bad for you.
And they also have the Tulip Festival in May, which is just absolutely gorgeous. Just tulips blooming everywhere you look. And just a beautiful little town as well.
Lovely little walking
area. Festival in Markham.
Lovely little walking areas and a true Midwestern town to explore, little shops and cafes.
Take home your wooden shoes.
And the Living History Farms, if you guys haven't seen it yet, it is just fabulous. I mean, you get on the back of a tractor and they take you out to an old 1900s farmhouse, and they've got all of the workers out there dressed in period costume.
Yeah, we saw that.
And actually working the farm, and you can walk around and you really feel like you've taken a step back in time.
And they're not working the farm with a John Deere. They're using the ox and horses that they used hundreds of years ago.
The actual breeds of animals, true to represent that era, goes back to the 1700s, farming methods of the Indians, and it progresses through the different farming stages, the evolution of farming with the actual types of animals, the types of farm implements dressed in period costumes. It is really something.
And they also have the little town there as well set up, and you can go through the different shops and see the blacksmith and the bankers and the
broom makers.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
All the crafts that were part of that age, just around the turn of the century.
You can even ask them questions. We went to the 1900 farm, where the guy started to run out of answers. It took Willem Backus to go down there and ask this guy's question, going, how do I get rid of this guy? But we found out the flashpoint of hot straw. Is that true? Anybody know that here? The flashpoint of hot straw, apparently if it reaches 140 degrees inside a barn, it'll just ignite.
I don't think I'll try it.
Obviously, no one knows that, Willem.
No one knows that.
Another question that Willem ponders late at night.
Oh, yes, in the middle of the night. What is he thinking in his bed at the Four Point Sheraton? He is thinking about the flash point of straw.
I think people come to Des Moines not really knowing what to expect. And also the state capitol, you can tour as well.
In fact, I remember when the two of you came to Des Moines last year, you were a bit surprised with what you saw.
There's no corn in Des Moines.
The corn is way out in the
far
suburbs.
Corn.
The great thing about Des Moines and about Iowa is you can be in Des Moines and in the city and at a great restaurant that's very affordable, and 10 minutes later you can be out in the country and be alone and see some beautiful scenery, and that's a real benefit.
It's a rolling terrain in the city of Des Moines, and lots of trees. You would not picture, coming to Iowa, there won't be a tree for the whole place. You'll be in 100 degree sun. And
there's more trails in here than in Beaconsfield.
Yes, I mean, well, they do have a Woodland Avenue. You do have a lot of places that remind you of cities and towns across America, across Canada. They've come and taken, I think, the best of each, put them together in Iowa.
Yeah, you expected nothing but flatland. I remember you played the song, I Can See for
Miles and Miles,
the first time you came to Iowa.
And
you get on the country, you can.
And I think you were surprised that we had buildings larger than three stories.
Oh, yes, that they actually had elevators.
Wow.
That's the green elevator, yeah.
One of the places we visited yesterday, the Iowa Historical Museum, very interesting, gives you a great overview of the flora and fauna, the history of the state, varied aspect. If you're into getting a full background on the destination you're visiting, the Iowa Historical Museum right downtown near the state capitol buildings is the place to visit.
And the price is right. It's free.
Oh, yes, our favorite price.
Flock there.
Well, I think coming out here during the Iowa State Fair, I mean, you certainly would find plenty of things to do, and it would be a very affordable vacation for your family as well.
When you're looking at downtown parking, they're apologetic that an indoor parking lot is like $2, $3 for the entire day, 25 cents to park for an hour at a street meter, and plenty of street parking. You're not going to spend a lot of money. I don't think there's one hotel room in the entire city that goes for over $90 US a night. A varied range of, of places to eat. One of those we stopped off as soon as we got off the airplane. We said, we're hungry, so we crossed the street to the Holiday Inn Airport. The Crystal Tree Restaurant has been part of that property even from the days 20 years ago when it was a Hilton Inn. The very relaxing place to just sit back, circular seating around an interior fountain, courtyard, and waterfall. And you're looking at a hotel dining room for lunch, and there's nothing on the menu over $5 or $6. Where else
would
you find
that? And the food is good. Oh. That's one of the universal things I found out. When you go to the Midwest, the food is awesome. Just like in New England, it's incredible.
I can
I can vouch for that. I moved out here from New York and I gained 10 pounds immediately.
Where is Cynthia?
Started eating all the pork chops and steaks. If you like steaks and pork, I mean, this is the place to come visit. It is just delicious.
For those of you who don't know Cynthia, she's a toothpick with a wood scrape. I hold a piece
Thank
of paper
you very
sideways
much.
And I hide her.
Well, only when I stand next to you, Willem, do I look that way.
Listen, I will hide a barn, so don't worry about that.
And while you're in Iowa here in August, the thing to do is to have some sweet corn.
Oh,
of course, we
yummy.
Are famous for corn. Mm-hmm. And the sweet corn now, is you can buy it on the street from a farmer who picked it that morning off his or her farm. So it's fabulous.
We eat it every
food.
Day in August.
Oh, yeah.
And the,
right
just,
off the,
the
cob.
Tomatoes from the farmer's mm-hmm. stands and the fresh vegetables, just wonderful.
It's farm fresh. That's the best thing. Last year we went to the machine shed and we had an incredible meal. That's right near the Living History Farms.
Family style meal.
Oh, it's incredible. It's a beautiful place. And
mega
the food
portions.
Is so good.
You will not leave the Iowa Machine Shed hungry.
Mm-hmm. And the atmosphere is great, too. You really know you're in Iowa when you're in the machine shed.
You,
that's
they,
for sure. They've got all of the tractor implements and farm equipment.
The implements,
setting
the signage,
around.
The advertising signs, the return of the century. One of our listeners wrote us and said, when you go to the States, recommended Perkins Family Restaurant for breakfast. So we had to test one out when we were here. There's one on Merle Hay Road just down from the Four Points Sheraton. And go there for steak and eggs breakfast. Anything to do with eggs, you can get them at Perkins Family Restaurant, open 24 hours a day.
You don't have Perkins in Canada?
No, they're
You're
trying
kidding.
To sell some franchises.
Yeah, well,
I thought those were everywhere.
They're in Ottawa. They're selling some franchises. But really, you have to come to the Midwest. They're big in the Midwest. Head office is Memphis.
I think in Montreal, they'd have to call themselves Petacan or something like that.
Something to do that they'd have to rewrite the menu and put it a bilingual menu, so kind of
wow.
scared them away. And downtown Des Moines as well, one of the institutions to stop by is a Yonkers Tea Room at the Yonkers Department Store at 7th and
Yonkers,
Walnut.
Yonkers is very reminiscent of Eaton's downtown, and the restaurant is, as we said, on the 7th floor, with respect to the basement, mind you.
Technically, it's on the 5th floor, but it would be on the 7th floor if you count it up from where how far
it's
from the ground
like
it went.
Eaton's inside, exactly.
So if you... It recreates again another era. It was built in 1923, and at one time was the place to eat for as almost a social event. It was to go to the downtown department store and have a meal, and people would dress up. And today, a menu of sandwiches and salads and desserts. It's not a store cafeteria. It doesn't remind you of the old Woolworth counter. This is not the old Woolworth counter.
With the four lights, no. French fries been under there for 4 days or anything.
And
no,
the,
they make good food.
The pictures of apple dumpling, $1.49. This is not... not the Woolworths counter of yore. This is the department store era of the 30s, 40s, and 50s when eating at a downtown department store was the thing to do. So
it was a place people would go for shows, things like that. They would dress to the nines back in the 20s, that kind of thing.
They still have a stage there, and they used to do a nationally syndicated radio show from the stage at Yonkers Department Store.
Like Travel World.
Yes, which is coming to you today from the Iowa State Fair, the administration building.
We are having a great time here at the fair today. The crowds of people are starting to pour in. But you know, as crowded as it gets here, there's still plenty of room to walk around, lots of open spaces. You don't feel packed in. And there's just so much to do and see. You know, a lot of people might say, oh, it's probably so crowded you can't walk, or, you know, so hard to get around. They have trolleys that run around the fairgrounds that pick you up in one spot and let you off in another. So it's not as if you have to walk the entire 400 acres.
They've coordinated the parking well. People in the area also get a little extra income by arranging for people to park in their front yards. There's a shuttle service operated from downtown by public transit. So it's not one of the places where you're going to be in gridlock for 4 hours. You've been 4 hours getting there, 4 hours to get out, and you only have 1 hour at the fair.
Kind of like getting to Hochelaga Maisonneuve from the carry.
Very, very easy to get to and to get in and out of. As we said, you've got the golf carts all around with the Shriners are driving the golf carts and they let you off and easy, lots of places to sit down under shade trees.
That's one thing I noticed on the grounds. Again, my first impression last year when I said I'm going to the Iowa State Fair would be that it would be an open parking lot with not one breath of fresh air and not one place for shade. But we're here, we see dozens and dozens of trees right here on the grounds. Beautiful.
Today you don't need the shade. The weather's so beautiful. Oh. Blue sky, not a cloud in it. It's wonderful.
In the mid-70s, right. It almost feels like it's air-conditioned outside today.
Feels like Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stock car racing too for Chad. Do you hear that, Chad, in the background?
Oh, I hear you. Don't you worry.
He's getting all excited now.
Stock car racing and
country music and a lot of great things going on.
What
and
about
again,
women?
You know, the free stuff. There
are plenty of them, Chad.
You can walk around to all the different vendors. I mean, people just carry bags of stuff out of here. Everybody's giving away a sample of something that you can take home. Samples of free food everywhere that you look. Free entertainment. There are stages set up around every corner with different kinds of everything from magicians to jugglers to singers putting on some kind of performance. I mean, and so you can walk in here, pay the admission price, and never spend another dollar and have a great day and walk out with bags full of goodies.
And I have to add to that, in our tourism building, I have to put my plug in here. One of the great free things we love to give away are ideas of other places for you to see and go. When you come to Des Moines, make the State Fair your first stop, visit our tourism building. We'll give you great ideas about other places to head off to.
Charlotte, thank you for joining us here on Travel World. It's a pleasure as always. Chad, you'd really like this woman. Anyway, we got to roll the break. Let's rule it, Chad.
Every time you call my name,
oh, Chad.
I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire.
Yeah.
Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
AM 600 Montreal.
I'm your friendly Jean Coutu. Got it happening for you. Everything from back to school. Calculators and pens. Scissors and glue. You'll find it all for less at your friendly
Jean Coutu. The PJC Winning Dictation Contest with prizes of two trips for four to the Iberostar Dominicana Hotel in the Dominican Republic from Air Transat Holidays, 12 Benelli bikes offered from Excellence Sport, and 250 backpacks filled with back-to-school items. Details at Jean Coutu.
At your friendly Jean Coutu. You'll find it all for back-to-school. Even a friend.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
One-stop shopping for true blue hockey fans. Doug Anakin Sports, where you'll find everything you need for goalies and position players alike. Take advantage of Doug Anakin's terrific trade-in plan, accommodating your ever-changing hockey needs at the lowest prices in town. Doug Anakin Sports, where you'll never find a big store attitude. Stop in at 454 Beaconsfield Boulevard or call 695-5700. And for bikes, check out their warehouse location at 16889 Hymas. End-of-season bike clearance prices on now.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
I don't want anybody else. And when I think about you, I touch myself. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, Chad, that was for you.
Ooh.
We're back at, you love that one, eh? We're back, AM 600 Montreal Broadcasting, also in the United States on the Liberty Works Broadcast Network. We are here at the Iowa State Fair. I'm Willem Backus. I have Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad, back in Montreal running the console. And we got Cynthia Fodor out in the field talking to all of you watching us do our radio broadcast. But Cynthia, you got to come back just a bit so your mic can get back into range.
Okay. Now, can you hear me now? Maybe I'm walking. I mean, I start roaming out here in the crowds and you kind of get lost.
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly now.
Yeah, we see. Hear
okay.
You, see you perfectly.
I just want to talk to some folks out here about what they love about coming out to the Iowa State Fair. And you are?
I'm Scott Royacker from Urbandale, Iowa.
And tell me what you like about, why are you here today?
The people. There's nothing better than Iowa, than the Iowa State Fair. Seeing all the people, and then everything quintessentially Iowa, from the animals and all the barns. Our kids just love it. It's a great place for families. All the food wares, the agricultural building. You can't miss the butter cow. The Last Supper this year, you know, everybody's kind of like, oh, Last Supper and butter. If you go in there, the detail of that is just phenomenal. It's a true piece of art. The cultural building, the Heritage Pioneer Pavilion up there, the different contests. I mean, if you love Iowa and you love people, there's no place else you want to be than the Iowa State Fair.
And if you've never been to Iowa before, this is truly an experience.
If you come to Iowa for the first time, you will find and learn so much about Iowa by attending the Iowa State Fair. You see a little bit of everything, all the different talent from the local kids that have participated in the talent contest and talent sprouts up to international named entertainment every night. You can see all about Iowa and the tourism building, all the different things you can come and tour across Iowa. It's a great place to come.
All right, and you're headed to the food booths, I see.
That's right. Getting a little donuts right now, and we've already had two corn dogs, so we're working our way through the fair.
Okay, eating your way through the fair.
It's
thanks,
only,
Scott,
only
for talking
o'clock.
To us. Have a great time today.
So, Cindy, let's see who else we got out here to talk to. Maybe some people standing over there.
All right, let's walk over here. Sir, do you have a second? What's your name and where are you from?
Wayne Thurman from Rockford, Illinois.
And why did you come to the Iowa State Fair? What do you like about it here?
Well, I haven't had a chance to look around very much. I'm just here, just got here. But I intend to see the big bull and the boar, the cattle barn and the hog barn. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot.
Is this your first time here?
Yeah, yes, it is. My first time.
And why did you decide to come?
We have relatives in the area. So we just come to visit them and enjoy the fair.
And your first impression so far?
Very entertaining, and I enjoy it.
Okay, well, we hope you have a wonderful first time here at the Iowa State Fair. Thank you very much. We're going to move down here. People are really starting to move into the fairgrounds now. They're hoping to get a million people out here this summer. The fair runs for 11 days, and let's find some other folks to talk to here. Ma'am? What's your name and where are you from?
Donna Beatty. We're from down by Centerville, Iowa.
Centerville.
Why do you always come out there?
We just enjoy seeing the things that's to offer out here and the food.
And the food. What do you eat? What's the one thing you have to have?
I have to have a corn dog from the fair.
Of course. Well, we'll let you go off and get one.
They weren't kidding about the corn dog, Cindy.
I told you.
That's one of the things that brings people every year. They've got to put it on their agenda of things to do when they come to the
How
fair.
How about that lady? You in the green with the orange shorts.
She's looking around. Who's talking?
You surprised.
Wonder if we could talk to you with a minute. Can you tell us your name and where you're from?
Chris Reichel from Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. What brings the Iowa State Fair?
My family.
Your family?
From Iowa.
First time.
No, I grew up in Iowa, but I'm living in Houston now with my husband and little one.
And is it for you to come back here? What are your memories of the fair?
Oh, the corn dogs primarily, the corn dogs and cotton candy. And the Iowa State Fair is the first concert I ever went to. When I saw Sonny and Cher here.
Oh, wow. Are you going to any concerts this week?
I don't think so. We're just strolling around mostly.
All right. Well, have a great time. We're happy to have you back home. Go get that corn dog. Everybody's going for corn dogs.
How about those kids over there? I think they might want to say something on Canadian radio. No, they just turned away and they ran.
They heard Canadian radio? They heard
that.
No, we'll go.
That's right. That's enough to scare anybody away, isn't it?
You aren't kidding, Chad. That listens to the Canadians. Cindy's going to go tailing someone down.
Okay, how about this gentleman right here? What's your name and where are you from?
Armo Richardson from Huxley, Iowa.
And what are your favorite things about the Iowa State Fair?
I like to look at the farm machinery. I was raised on a farm and look at the animals, the big boar and the big bull. And so we've been here about an hour. We've already looked quite a bit, waiting for our wives.
Do you come every year?
No, just about every year. Yeah.
And it gets bigger and better every year, doesn't it?
It's always fun to look the same thing over and over, you know. Like my nephew here, he said he'd come to Iowa. Well, he had to come clear to Iowa to buy tires.
Tires.
Tires?
Yeah.
Okay. People come to Iowa for all kinds of reasons. Thank you very much. We appreciate
you
talking to you.
It's more than just tires, just like Canadian Tire.
And not time to retire either.
No, that would be Union Rubber. Yeah. How about the lady over there in the red talking to her other friend? They're afraid of the microphone.
They're afraid. They see that I've heard of Willem Backus. I don't want to be on his show. Anybody but.
Okay, wait. Hey, I see a surprise person here. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Sandra Phillips. I'm from Montreal.
Holy cow! We found someone from Montreal.
Oh, no. They found us.
No, they're after us everywhere we go.
They're out there, Steve. They're after us.
What are your first impressions of the fair, Sandra?
I can't believe how big it is, and there's so many friendly people out here in Iowa. I can't wait to eat.
Yeah, you haven't had a corn dog yet, have you?
No, it's only 10 in the morning. Give me a chance.
Well, this gentleman had already had two who we talked to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to spending the whole day here, possibly the whole weekend. There's a lot for Montreals to come down. It's cooler down here, and we're having a really exciting day. It's very spread out over a large area, and lots of trees. You don't really feel the heat when it gets hot. I'm looking forward to I can't believe there's a computer center here for kids who are even into techie stuff. It's such a wide, broad range of things to do, and I want to see that big bull, that big steer.
Or 6-year-olds who like to say Hudson Fogo all the time. Oh, my. Let's see. How about some of the people under the tent selling the Iowa State Fair souvenirs? They might want to say something on Canadian radio.
Church this year are say knock yourself out here. And how's business?
It's booming as usual. We've sold a lot of hats and especially sweaters. Yesterday, it was quite cold yesterday, but today looks like a beautiful day.
You're here every day selling this stuff. What are the things that you have to do while you're out here?
Well, we don't get to see a lot of the...
The mic just cut out. Sorry about that.
Hello.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
It just kind of faded out there.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm wandering too far again. Let me get a little bit closer to home here.
Yes. Move a little closer to the mic.
Get a little closer to the microphone. The number to call for information on all of the attractions that we've talked about, State of Iowa Tourism, 1-800-345-IOWA. The website, www.state.ia.us/tourism. Get all the information about the State of Iowa, the City of Des Moines, the Iowa State Fair, all the links from that website.
So, Cynthia, any parting words on the Iowa State Fair?
Well, I'm just so happy that you guys came out again this year, and I just wish more of the folks from Montreal and Canada and from all of the places in the United States listening today would come out to Des Moines, Iowa, and mark it off on your calendar for next year, next August, and come on out for a couple of days during the Iowa State Fair and see everything that there is to do and see around Des Moines, and we can guarantee you will have a great time.
That can certainly be said. We've enjoyed ourselves 2 years in a row. Lots of fun here.
And Kathy, any parting words for Canada?
Knock yourself out, Canada. Come see us.
You better believe it. And Shauna, thank you for joining us once again. Stephen, next week we are all the way in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Travel World, as we roam the United States.
Our quest for the summer fun experiences continues. We're off to the New Hampshire seacoast, Hampton Beach, for more, the fun, sun, and surf, and sand. One of those summertime traditions as well. We'll be broadcasting live from the stage at the Hampton Beach Chamber of Commerce Information Kiosk right on Ocean Boulevard. And so if you're down in the area, one of our listeners at our affiliates in New England, feel free to drop by. We'd love to meet you. And if not, you're not going to be in the area, well, of course, you can tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern for the Travel World Radio Show, simulcast on AM 600 CIQC, the world's first radio station, and across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
We invite you all to join us if you're in Beverly, Mass. We do expect you to show up in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire.
Not too far away, just about 45 minutes down the road, so drop by and see us.
We had an absolutely great time coming down here. We got to thank you for the welcome. a few parting shots. Northwest Airlines, get a paper ticket, not e-ticket. They kind of screwed that up in Montreal.
E-ticket, not all of what it's cracked up to be, and do shop around for your car rental rates. In Des Moines, we found that Budget was the most expensive in the city. Avis is around 40% less, so watch out for what you pay for.
And for information on tourism in Iowa,
1-800-345-IOWA. Call the State Office of Tourism, not the Des Moines Convention Bureau. They'll be a lot more helpful for you.
Beyond that, Shauna is a friend of the show, so she'll definitely say hello to everybody. And as all these things goodbye, we say goodbye to Montreal. We're going to be back tomorrow in town, and we're going to be back next week at the
next Saturday in Hampton Beach, in Montreal, and across America. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Cynthia Fodor.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. See you next year.
Bye-bye.
Told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong.
It's your turn to discuss the issues. View